feeling low, which way to go now? It's a freak show down in the city. Broken dreams and desperate screams. The switchblade gleams down in the city. Empty cans, forgotten plans. Begging hands down in the city. Little strewn, a broken tune. And come soon down in the city. Down, yeah, down, down. Down in the city. Nothing's new, the mood is blue now. What's the truth down in the city? The streets have gone a really yellow mold. The heart is cold down in the city. Watch your back, never slack. The soul is black down in the city. Look around at every sound. Compassion has drowned down in the city. Down! Yeah, down, down, down in the city, down, yeah, down.
Here we go,
down,
Incendiary Radio on the Republic city. Broadcasting Network, February 18th, 2018, going into the 19th. I'll be here the next 3 hours. A lot of weird things happened this week. The Pope's comments, the Obama's weird paintings. I'll get into that later, but I've got a guest for the first hour, Dr. Jim Fetzer. Everybody on the network knows him, author of a gazillion books, JFK expert, 9/11 expert, false flag, bloodhound, one of the best out here. And so with this Florida operation, which I felt immediate, let's just say, things wrong with it. And I called John's program the other day, and let's just say today my computer's been acting silly all day. I've had to reboot my modem and internet connection and all kinds of weird things today. But everything right now tentatively is working, and I believe I have Dr. Fetzer on the line, and we're going to dig into the weird things with Florida and the repercussions of what we're witnessing with the same things that we had, you know, at all these school shootings, the Democratic Party predominantly calling for gun control and all sorts of things. So, Dr. Fetzer, welcome to the program, and let's dive in.
Oh, Robert, it's great to be back again. We can start with some of the big picture indications that this was a fabricated event that had a political agenda, including that one of the first revelations we had about the alleged shooter was an Instagram post where he's wearing a Make America Great Again, obviously lampooning Trump. You know, I mean, here's a guy who's supposed to have come into a high school and shot up a bunch of kids, and that's supposed to be what Trump means by making America great again. Turns out that the high school was in the close proximity to Mar-a-Lago. So, you know, as they say, location, 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 what could be more telling than it's supposed to be setting up Trump for all kinds of political hits? The timing is incredibly important because all these Democratic scandals are falling apart. The Russian hacking meme is falling apart. Mueller indicts 13 Russians for what? Having Facebook posts, some of which are for Hillary, some of which are for Trump. They've got one absurdity, Robert, I don't know if you've seen it, that says, if I win, Clinton wins, said by Satan, and then there's Jesus opposing him. I mean, would anyone fall for that? Would anyone think that was going to make a significant difference to an American election? And get this, the choice of this school, the name Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, here's the background on her. Born April 7th, 1890, died 14 May, 1998, was an American journalist, writer, feminist, and environmentalist known for her staunch defense of the Everglades against efforts to drain it. In other words, this is an anti-drain-the-swamp move here, a grand gesture, and where, of course, as you've observed, we have the immediate demand for gun control, as though it were somehow obvious that taking away weapons from law-abiding citizens is going to make us safer, when precisely the opposite is the case. These are all in gun-free zones. What they need is more security guards. One obvious proposal is you take, say, hire 3 vets for each of these schools and turn them into roving security guards. They're already familiar with firearms, and then you have an immediate defensive barrier. I was absolutely stunned when CNN featured 3 different students talking about the situation, and the host, and it may or may not have been this Don Lemon fellow, was quoting a letter supposed to have been written by a student that said, "I heard the sound of gunshots in the hallway. I did not hear the sound of mental illness." Well, listen, I taught higher education for 35 years. I don't know of a single student who'd write something as stupid as that. It was clearly propaganda. And when the second of the 3 students said, "Obviously, we need more armed guards, we need more security," where it's well known that, in fact, the average response time for police to a 911 call is like 20 minutes. But the
Hey, Dr. Fetzer, listen to this. And a YouTuber I'm going to play after I get off the air with you, he's like, okay, and he brought up all these articles about school resource officers. Where are the school resource officers? Just about every major high school in the area across the country has at least 1 or 2 uniformed school resource officers, and you never hear about these gentlemen in these sorts of incidents either. Where were they, et cetera, et cetera? And so I, you know, he made a good point there that I didn't even think of.
Well, we don't need less guns. We need more guns. Whole idea of the solution is completely absurd. But Robert, here are some more details that are extremely telling. It turns out that students who survived the shooting said, "We were told the police would do a fake code red with fake guns." Yes. In other words, they were told something was coming. They weren't told exactly when, but they were prepared. We have Laura Loomer, who's done a lot of good work on Las Vegas, reporting that Will Gilroy, a 15-year-old student, said students at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School were told there'd be an active shooter drill at the school this week. That's why students thought they were participating in a drill when they were being evacuated. Well, they were participating in a drill. Get this. There's a NSC, a National Security Council vehicle, seeking to leave the location of the shooting. We have a student reporting the Army people told the kids to not look around at the bodies they moved and hid under mats. What are Army personnel doing this? And perhaps the most telling of all, Parkland student: Secret Service was present, changed school security policy several weeks before the shooting. Well, what in God's name is going on there? I mean, it's absolutely not standard to have the Secret Service coming onto the campus. In fact, I know the school safety officer who set their protocols. It's Wolfgang Halbig, with whom I've done a lot of research on Sandy Hook. We traveled to Newtown together. We addressed the Newtown School Board. And more, this is looking a whole lot like a Sandy Hook kind of stunt.
Hey, now, check this out. That made me think of Donald Rumsfeld changing the protocols about scrambling jets and so forth right before 9/11 happened.
Yes. Well, here are a couple of more. We also had an interview with a student who said she was actually talking to this cruise guy who's supposed to be the shooter at the very time she could hear shots from other locations at the school. So, you know, what's going on with that? CNN actually played a videotape, and you could hear the shooting. It was like it was right in your ear. I mean, it was much too loud, much too distinct. This is reminiscent now of Las Vegas. It turns out that in Las Vegas, Robert, they had a high-quality a pre-recorded soundtrack they actually played over the AP system, recording the actual shots of machine guns and even bullets striking hard surfaces. They had that coordinated with special visual effects, such as in the middle of the Mandalay Bay on the fourth floor. There was a sequence of lights flashing to simulate a machine gun. Higher up, there were 3 light blasts that were supposed to be modern American military weapons. We have a guy in the crowd turning to shoot on the crowd. I mean, I got this on video. You can see the light from his muzzle, but no bullets are impacting because he's firing blanks. Mm-hmm. It turns out that the very fellow who is a he's a high-tech guy, radio, audio, television, who figured out that this was too high quality an audio track to have been real, has now discovered by going back and listening to the soundtrack that you can hear the sound of the machine guns very, very faintly in the background, but it wasn't loud enough for the crisis actors in the crowd to respond to. Now, mind you, if this had been a real shooting, if those had been real machine gun bullets, they would have already been responding, but they don't respond until they turn up the volume on the public address system so they can hear it. And then they start screaming and running in every direction as though there were a real shooting going on. I mean, it's that bad, Robert. Are we there?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. Well, and here's another, too, and this is very much like Sandy Hook, because on Sandy Hook we had a whole lot of donation websites that went up already on the 13th when the shooting officially took place the following day. They were eager to get the money. Well, we got a whole bunch of reports about the Florida high school shooting. Here's one from February 12th, and remember, Valentine's Day is the 14th. Florida high school shooter, former student, numerous people killed, from Ohio.com. At least 20 injured in Florida high school shooting, CBS News, February 13th. Photos, Florida high school shooting, Santa Rosa Press Gazette, February 12th. Shooting at Florida high school, number of wounded unclear, February 12th. Florida high school shooter in custody, numerous death, February 13th. I mean, they were printing these stories too early, too prematurely. They even had one that was claiming that he had been involved in a white supremacist effort and that he shot four Jews. Well, that's the first time I've ever heard of a shooting where they started talking about what, you know, ethnicity or religion were those who were shot. And it turns out the whole story was fake. But I think it's thematic and revealing. This is like on 9/11, when between the destruction of the South Tower and the North, they showed footage of Palestinians rejoicing that was supposed to be contemporaneous with the events going on in New York City. Now, it turned out to be archival footage from a distant event years before, some political or religious event. It had nothing to do with current events, but they just happened to have it at hand. Just like they just happened to have at hand the idea that at least four Jews were among those killed. And then it turns out that the sheriff, and this guy is a rather key player, his name is Israel, he campaigned on being a Jew. He made a big deal that he was a Jew when he campaigned to be the sheriff. He quotes the Talmud. I don't know how familiar your audience is with the Talmud, Robert. The Talmud makes it very clear that the Jews are the superior people and the other races only exist to serve the Jews. Here's a guy who campaigned to be sheriff on the ground that he was a Jew, quoting the Talmud, and he wants it to be the case that that the law enforcement officials can go after anyone who puts stuff on social media that they don't like. I mean, this is really not just a gun grab. They're actually coming after us directly. They want to substitute psychology for logic. In other words, you no longer have to look at the evidence to ascertain whether a conclusion is well-founded or not. I spent 35 years in college offering courses in logic, critical thinking, and scientific reasoning. But they say, no, if you put something up that disputes an official position, then they want you to be subjected to a mental health exam. Even if you're perfectly right in your reasoning and the evidence, I'm telling you, this is the greater threat even than trying to take our guns, because they know pretty well they're not going to get away with that.
Yeah, well, there was a sergeant, Marine Corps sergeant named Brandon Robb in Virginia, and this was a few years back, but basically he made some Facebook posts about basically not trusting basically the government line on certain operations and so forth and so on. He got SWAT team basically put into a mental health facility against his will, a decorated Marine Corps veteran sergeant, and this was probably 3-4 years ago. This is where we're headed. Now, what I find fascinating is this kid can have all this contact with local law enforcement and supposedly contact with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Fake Bombings Incorporated, and yet he's still unmolested to to pull this operation. So this raises a definite red flag in my mind and my psyche thing. If the FBI came in contact with this kid, that leaves me open to the suggestion that possibly there could be some nefarious, some sort of a mind control aspect to the kid. One of the YouTubers was just saying another kid, a ninth grader in another part of the country, just said one little blurb on Facebook and he gets arrested and so forth and so on. But this kid, basically, he bragged forever that he was going to be some sort of a school shooter type individual. But yet it was like almost, let's just say that's more on the lie hop, let it happen on purpose side of the house. But if you have another shooter on site where there's eyewitnesses saying that they were talking to this young man, so that leads it over to the patsy side of the house that he was just placed at the scene, et cetera, et cetera. So it's somewhere in that murky middle there, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, I Robert David Steele, who's a former Marine Corps intel officer, former CIA turned whistleblower, he's quite a brilliant guy, has observed that every false flag event since every event since 9/11 has been a false flag. And look, I've studied and brought together experts on almost all of them, including Sandy Hook, the Boston bombing, San Bernardino, Umpqua College in Oregon, Orlando, Dallas, Charleston, Charlottesville, Las Vegas, the Texas church shooting. I can
Virginia
tell you,
reporters, the
Virginia. Yeah, that was a particularly absurd one where you got this big black guy weighs over 300 pound, walks on a wooden balcony, which would creak, walks right up to her doing the interview, and she's so fascinated she doesn't see him pull out a gun and shoot her point blank, and then
Dr.
she goes
Fetzer,
running off. She should have a hole the size in your chest of a grapefruit.
Do you realize the boyfriend is a sitting congressman now in Virginia there, right? A Democratic congressman. He ran for Congress and won.
This is just so embarrassingly bad, I'm telling you. Well, it's like Charlottesville. Charlottesville was run by the governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, who's a buddy of Hillary. The mayor of the city had the city police stand down so the governor could use the state police to channel the peaceful protesters into a direct confrontation with Antifa and Black Lives Matter people who'd been bussed in by George Soros, where they had this phony automobile event a few blocks away that was staged. They had two different drivers, two different vehicles, two or even three different takes. It was completely fake. They had the vehicle there, this maroon van with no driver, at least 5 minutes sitting there. With no driver before the event. They pulled up a second van, which also had no driver. So when this guy, who's practically a stunt driver, crashes his Dodge Challenger into the back, no one's going to suffer whiplash or an injury. The whole thing was totally fraudulent. They had a patsy. It was a 20-year-old diagnosed as a schizophrenic who was supposed to be the driver. But when you compare his photograph with that of the guy in the car that crashes into the van, they're not the same. It's this 32-year-old military veteran who commands a battalion in Ohio. They had two different Dodge Challengers. One had a black stripe, one didn't. One had a sunroof, one didn't. And they had three different takes. There's one actually where there's a single vehicle, no cars around it. There's a second where there's a black Toyota pickup truck beside it. And then there's the third, this spectacular one, where he runs into the back of the van. But even then, Robert, they photoshopped it to have a couple of people flying through the air. That didn't happen then. I'm telling you, I was very, very upset by all of this. When I discovered what was going on, I wrote to 75 members of the Department of History at the University of Virginia in the mistaken belief that they would care about whether or not the story that was involving the university itself was being given an accurate reportage. I included three videotapes showing that there had been two drivers, two cars, and two or even three takes. I had taught at the University of Virginia as a visiting associate professor in 77-78. I was brought down back as a visiting full professor for spring semester 84-85. So I care about Mr. Jefferson's university, apparently more so than the faculty who are there now. I mean, it's a complete disgrace, Robert, because they haven't lifted their least digit to do anything to correct the record.
Yeah, it's insane. So let's talk about the Fort Lauderdale airport shooting with Sheriff Israel when we come back. See y'all on the other side, folks.
13 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
We're back, and our guest is Dr. Jim Fetzer. And now I just wanted to get back into Sheriff Israel's Broward County, the Fort Lauderdale shooting false flag. Why now? And this is about a year and a month ago, January 14th, 2017. Fort Lauderdale shooting hoax had several goals. Crisis actor Esteban Santiago, if you guys remember, and these... You know, Dr. Fetzer, here's what's so crazy about all these operations. They've been running them in such quick succession that unless you actually kind of build a dossier of all the false flags, you can actually, some of them can slip from your consciousness.
Yes, yes.
And that's my problem, is I wasn't diligent, and I did not start compiling the, you know, the intricacies and the data into a fast reference sort of thing. I rely on my memory, which is stupid in today's world. But basically, Esteban Santiago, he shot up a baggage claim area at the Fort Lauderdale airport about a year and some odd time ago. And then Bloomberg and all of these characters were basically involved with you know, and I basically thought that they were going to really go after guns in the checked luggage, so forth and so on, which they are kind of trying to really tighten up on. But that's kind of where I thought it was going to go. But that was in Sheriff Israel's jurisdiction as well. But back to the anomalies with this incident, and I know there's many more, FBI contact, numerous law enforcement contacts, to where it seems like, and some people are saying that this kid was bragging on social media about being part Jewish and so forth, saying that he was clicked up with a white nationalist group to try to get that blurb out there in the news right away, even though it was bogus.
Yes.
Just to put that in the minds of, like, African Americans and other people. Oh, see, it's a white nationalist, NRA, ROTC, NRA trained, all that garbage. Because, see, when we have to realize, when people first hear all the garbage coming out, that's what they latch on to. Even though there might be retractions later, it's already too late. The damage has been done.
That's right. That's right. It's like... The images of the Palestinians rejoicing between the destruction of the South Tower and the destruction of the North. I mean, they even claimed that the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine had phoned in responsibility for 9/11, which was a very sophisticated high-tech op. In fact, there's a general consensus among intel analysts there were only two agencies in the world that could have pulled it off, the CIA and the Mossad. On 9/11, they were working together. When you talk about the FBI, they're playing a key role in these events time and time again. In fact, in Las Vegas, they took the cell phones and the laptops that had recorded images from the concert and wiped them clean, wiped them clean. After Dallas, after JFK was whacked, there were FBI agents stationed at all the photo and film processing labs around Dallas for 2 weeks, and they took out any photos or films related to Dealey Plaza, left a little card, and they were never seen again. It's been suggested that if you took the FBI out of the business of false flags, all of these would collapse. They wouldn't take place at all. So
hey, let me run this by you real quick, because we're coming up on the bottom of the hour, and then we got a long segment after that. Are these happening, in your opinion? You're a very smart guy. Are these going on under Trump's nose, or is he cognizant?
I'm worried about it, because when you have, you know, the biggest shooting of all time, you know, that just sounds a little too Trumpian. 58 killed, 500 wounded. It was totally fraudulent. Nobody died in Las Vegas. It was a movie. I mean, you stop and ask yourself, that's what MGM does. They make movies. The CEO sold off 80% of his stock so he could buy it back cheap. George
Doc, let me run this by you. The first one happened in the shadow of the Trump International Hotel in Vegas. This one happens pretty much in the shadow of Mar-a-Lago. It's pretty fascinating.
It is. But I think that these people are anti-Trump, and I don't believe actually he's supporting it. But, it, you know, there's a question there. Can't answer definitively at the moment.
Pick it up when we come back. Bottom of the hour, Incendiary Radio with Dr. Jim Fetzer. We got him for another half hour.
I hit my fair share of hard times. In my life, I must confess. When it comes down to living.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I walk down my street, you see me home in the eye. Now there's spray paint on the walls. I see a house that at one time was nice, but now it is abandoned. There's nothing left at all. So I must mean that our chance is flying. And when, oh, when, oh, will we ever see home again? And I, is it so hard to say goodbye? Oh, well, oh, well, at least I can still remember when our city used to be such a beautiful
all
place.
Right, we're back. It's Cindy Radio on RBN with Dr. Jim Fetzer, and we're hashing out the artificial operations being thrown our way. And I asked him at the bottom of the hour whether he thought these were basically ran under Trump's nose or Trump's cognizant. And, you know, this is a hard one to really hash out and to say one way or the other. Trump's a very smart guy. Ran around with Roy Cohn up there in New York in the Studio 54 days. So Trump's been around, and so this is a hard one. But it seems like, and later on when I let Dr. Fetzer go, did you see Phil Mudd crying on CNN, Dr. Fetzer? I mean, that guy.
who was crying on CNN?
Phil Mudd, the ex counterintelligence guy from the FBI, and he was the CIA as well. He's the guy that said the government's going to kill this guy about Trump right on CNN.
Trump is such an interesting guy because on 9/11 he was a major truth teller. He was the only prominent builder who observed that the planes couldn't have brought down the Twin Towers, that something else had to be involved, that he had the same guys working for him that had put up the World Trade Center, and that it would have been impossible for planes to have even entered the building. Something else had to be involved, such as bombs. He was 100% correct about that. In fact, it appears to have been done with a very sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes. You got the buildings blowing apart in every direction from the top down. That requires a tremendous source of energy. We're not talking about a collapse. We're talking about demolition using very powerful explosive far beyond the conventional. The buildings are being converted into millions of cubic yards of very fine dust, which, by the way, is a signature of the use of nukes. When it's done, there's nothing in the footprint. There ought to have been, if this had been any kind of collapse, 13 and a half or 14 floors of debris. I mean, compare it with Building 7 that was only 47 stories high. You don't have the building blowing apart in every direction. You got all the floors coming down at the same time, just the opposite of the Twin Towers. And when it's over, there's a stack of debris equal to 12% of the height of the original 47 floors, or 5.5 floors. So that, you know, if there had been any kind of collapse with the Twin Towers, you would have had 13 and a half or 14 floors, and they just aren't there. I had Father Frank Morales, who is a first responder from St. Mark's Episcopal Church, on my shows twice, and both times he emphasized those buildings were destroyed to or even below ground level, which requires a mechanism of destruction far beyond anything that the government has ever proposed. There were massive reports of molten metal in the deep underground that endured until the 1st of December. That would have required tremendously high temperatures to create in the first place. We have aerial heat maps of the vicinity that confirms the existence of this. And we have the U.S. geological dust sample studies from 35 locations in lower Manhattan showing the presence of elements that in their quantity and correlation are indicative of a nuclear event: barium, strontium, lanthanum, lithium, tritium, some of which only exist in radioactive form. So it's not for nothing that they refer to, you know, the WTC as ground zero, which of course is classically used to designate the location of a nuclear event.
Yeah. So as far as let's
so what I'm saying there really is Trump was the guy who was speaking the truth on 9/11, and that's remarkable in and of itself. Now, I believe he actually is draining the swamp. We get all these reports from Q. They're very cryptic, difficult to sort out. But we do have photographs of Hillary Clinton, Huma Abedin, and John McCain wearing these very ungainly boots that appear to be GPS trackers. They're not doing that for their aesthetic appeal. That suggests to me something is really going on beneath the surface. And that's why the fight is so ferocious. You observed during the break that Hillary Clinton, who got really pissed off at Donna Brazile, who'd even given her questions in advance after one of these public outings, a town hall meeting, that if Trump gets elected, we're all going to have our heads in nooses. Yeah. Well, she knew whereof she spoke. You know, I mean, a criminal enterprise known as the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton crime family, the Clinton crime syndicate, I mean, their death toll must be approaching 200 by this point in time. Yeah. I mean, these are very nasty people.
And them being a subsidiary of the Bush family for real, as far as the MENA, the CIA, cocaine trafficking while Bill was governor and Daddy Bush CIA director and later becomes vice president and then president. Now let's talk about the QAnon drops on this Nicholas Cruz, basically talking about the MK Ultra stuff. And
now, I'm glad you, I wanted to come back to that because you see, they do have a lot of mind-controlled, weak-minded people out there that they can manipulate, which means it could be the case that even though this is obviously a setup, I mean, there's just no doubt about it in my mind, the Make America Hat Again, the location, the timing, the fact that this woman was known for opposing draining the swamp, all the calls for gun control, the fact that you had to NSC vehicle there, that you had Army personnel on the scene, that you had the Secret Service there weeks in advance. Those all tell me this was totally set up. Now, it's possible that they were going to use someone who they could mind control to do a shooting. But I'm telling you, from the CNN footage where I could hear the sound of the weapon, like up close and personal, I mean, it was just ridiculous how clearly and distinct. That tells me this whole thing was rigged.
Yeah, now you saw these reports that he caught an Uber to the scene of the
crime.
Now, either he had to have his AR-15s in place laying around somewhere in the bush, or he set the crime scene, you know, his weapons in place, and then he took an Uber later.
Yeah.
Cause I'm thinking, okay, you're going to jump in an Uber with a rifle. And then the demonization of the AR-15.
Right.
If it's an AR pistol or some sort of carbine or something, that would be a more effective short range weapon than some, you know, an AR-15 to bring into a school. I'm just like, I wouldn't use an AR-15 if I wanted max body count. I would use like an AK pistol or an AR pistol, you know, with a drum or something of this nature.
But Robert, they're trying to keep it simple, okay? Yeah. They direct these at maybe the eighth grade level, okay? They don't want to overestimate the intelligence of the American people. They're playing us for gullible saps. So they want
one more thing I wanted to mention was the cookie cutter pre-printed anti-NRA signs. You know that there's some nefarious individuals involved when they have these signs that are basically ready to hand out, and they're all basically off of a print shop, and right. It's all anti-NRA, et cetera.
This is like at Sandy Hook. They just happen to have 26 Christmas trees behind the firehouse that they could bring out as 26 memorials for the 20 little kids and 6 adults. We even know how they fake the kids at Sandy Hook. You may recall the medical examiner explained they didn't allow the parents to enter the building to view the children's bodies, but identified them using photographs. That's for the reason they only existed as photographs. They were fictions made out of photographs of other children when they were younger.
That coroner was a real piece of work. But then you see these kids at the Super Bowl a couple months later, a bunch of them. I'm just like, my God.
I know. Wolfgang has come up with a photograph of 8 of the girls, and of course they're now, you know, alive and well. They're 17 or 18. They look good, and juxtapose them with the photographs that were used of them when they were younger. He has reported to me, and I interviewed him on my show. I do the Raw Deal Tuesday, Thursday on Revolution Radio from 4 to 6 Eastern time. And Wolfgang was explaining how he has 3 of these kids who have already signed affidavits. They want to regain their life back. They want to come out and be rid of this.
Gosh. So we've got the possibility, okay, that this kid was – what really raises a red flag to me is this kid had contact with the FBI and all this contact with law enforcement. Now, let's tie in –
I want you to tell me more about this Sheriff Israel, because it sounds like there's some funny business involving him from the past that would make him very vulnerable to manipulation and blackmail.
Yeah, okay, so Broward,
he's a public face of all this. He's the guy who's saying we got to do something about it. We got to do something with the social media. We are being hit viciously with cyber attacks. I have Gary King puts up a lot of my videos, and he's been hit again and again and again. I just had the Midwest 9/11 Truth Conference 2, where I had 14 videos, and they were just wiped out. This was like the most thorough discussion of 9/11, both how it was done, 7 videos, and who was responsible and why 7 more. You can get a short take. I'm going to have to rebuild the website, but just overnight, they all disappear. This is what's happening. They're in fear of the alternative media. They've been able to control the mainstream. It began back in the 1950s, Project Mockingbird, where they were infiltrating the media, so that by 1975, already William Colby, then its director, testified to Congress that the agency owned everyone of any significance in the media. Today, it's much, much worse. And in fact, it even turns out that the media was drawn in all this Russian dossier thing by this guy, Christopher Steele, that he was briefing the New York Times, the Washington Post, the other media outlets, so that they became part and parcel of the story. The New Yorker, CNN, Yahoo News. In October, he talked to Mother Jones reporter David Korn by Skype, and then Korn anonymously sources Steele alerting the FBI, their informant is speaking to the press. I mean, this is so corrupt that the media does no investigation. They just have turned into a propaganda organ of the deep state. It's grotesque.
Yeah, it's worse than Soviet Pravda. That's how bad our system is, and unfortunately. But let's get into Scott Israel real quick.
Yeah.
Now Cassandra Fairbanks posted this at the Gateway Pundit. I just saw it. Broward County Sheriff accused of having an affair with 17-year-old girl, forcing her to get abortion. So this is way back in 2012. An unidentified woman accused Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel having an affair with her and forcing her to get an abortion when she was 17. Then it shows a nice picture, and he's a Democrat, with Hillary Clinton. He just won re-election and has some dirt about some, let's just say, some questionable police operations going on while he's running for re-election, basically using police resources, helping his re-election campaign and so forth and so on. And so Cassandra Fairbanks, who's been around quite a few different outlets, basically this goes way back to 2012, and, you know, 17-year-old, and this is the type of thing where a guy, especially a Jewish guy, with the amount of Israeli penetration, you know what's so fascinating, Dr. Fetzer, and a lot of people have been bringing this up, it's like, you guys are worried about a few Russian bots and so forth and so on, but yet our entire system of telecommunications and everything else has been completely penetrated by basically the organized worldwide Jewish, I guess you would just say organized crime, and the ties to Israel and Israeli intelligence, but nobody says it works. Nobody says a word about that, but yet you guys are worried about the Russians.
That's right. That's right. The Russians had nothing to do with it. That was all made up. That was hocus pocus. Two investigative journalists discovered that Rodney Mook and John Podesta had made up the Russian hacking meme out of whole cloth within 24 hours of Hillary's concession speech.
Well, I think it's almost a way of misdirection and projection, because they actually were in bed with elements of the Russian deep state, let's say over Uranium One.
Yeah, absolutely. Medvedev
and Obama, the hot mic. Hey, I'll have a lot more freedom to move around once I get my reelection. I'll have much more flexibility, is the word Obama used on the hot mic with Dmitry Medvedev. And then so later on, you see this Uranium One scandal, Rosatom hit. And so basically the Democratic Party, as we know for decades, were way closer to the Soviets than anybody else in the United States. And so therefore, Trump gets in somehow, and then they're like, oh my gosh, we got to blame this Trump gang over here for everything that we've done over the last, number of decades, but especially with Bill Clinton, Boris Yeltsin, all that entire skullduggery that went on in the 90s. This was the Democratic Party being much more closer to Russia than the Republicans.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's bizarre, because in the past it's been the Democrats who've been critical of the intelligence agencies and the surveillance society, and today they're allied with the CIA and the surveillance society against Donald Trump. And it's got to do with the fact that Trump is upending everything, that he executed a hostile takeover of the GOP. He wasn't supposed to win. In fact, it turns out that and this is why the idea that the Russians were investing in a Trump victory is ridiculous. We got endless propaganda from every direction that there wasn't even a point casting a vote for Trump. Hillary had it in the bag. We had poll after poll showing Hillary had an unfathomable lead that Trump couldn't even possibly catch up. It turns out, based on studies by Boston University and the University of Minnesota, that the election hinged on rural counties in four or five states, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, where they'd suffered a lot of casualties from the wars in the Middle East. And they simply judged that Trump would be less likely to continue the wars in the Middle East. That was the end all and the be all of the whole election right there, that Trump would be less likely than Hillary, for which the case is simply overwhelming. I mean, Hillary's a mad dog in the Middle East. She slaughtered Libya. Gaddafi didn't even put up a fight. He was going to surrender at a location specified by the Department of State when she had his convoy, which was traveling under a white flag, mm-hmm. interdicted and had Gaddafi brutally castrated, sodomized with a bayonet, and murdered. And then she joked about it, saying, "We came, we saw, he died, cackle, cackle, cackle." Yeah. This is a despicable human being.
Well, that's the geopolitical body count, but the domestic body count of just to trying to protect their own rear ends is off the charts.
State troopers,
witnesses, people that just were at the wrong place at the wrong time. Ron Brown,
right, including little kids who were put down on a railroad track where their bodies would be mangled. Robert, you're on top of it, my friend.
All right, we'll see you guys on the other side of the break, and we'll finish things up with Dr. Fetzer. Keep listening.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. We're going to give Dr. Fetzer the floor. He's going to take off after the top of the hour, but I told him during the break, I'll give you the rest of the next few minutes here. He can tie things up with where he sees things going, censorship of his material and everybody else's, but you know, the agenda. Go ahead.
Yeah, the agenda is to suppress the truth tellers. I mean, here's a perfect illustration. I was out in Portland and Seattle on the 3rd, the 4th, and the 5th. I gave a talk in Portland on false flags on five fronts about the latest developments related to Sandy Hook, the Boston bombing, Charlottesville, Las Vegas, and even about JFK, because as I may have mentioned, it turns out that famous autopsy photographs published in a book by Robert Groden, The Killing of a President, aren't even of the body of JFK. So the first, I repeated the presentation with slight variations on Sunday in Seattle on the 5th, and a version of it went up right away. Well, YouTube took it down immediately, and they said this video has been removed for violating YouTube's policy on violent or graphic content. Well, let me guarantee you, there is no violent or graphic content there. They just don't understand how these false flags are run. So I had it put up on BitChute, BitChute. You can just do a search on false flags on five fronts. You'll find there are two different versions up there, because one is from Portland and one is from Seattle. And even on BitChute, which now calls itself Speak Out, S-P-K-L-U-T, it put up a warning. It says this video has been marked as not safe for work, NSAFW. It's not recommended that you view this in a work environment or other similar environment. And it was even worse for the Seattle version when it got up. This video has been marked as not safe for life. It contains graphic content that most people will find upsetting, and it's recommended that you view with extreme caution. Well, you watch it yourself, and you'll see how hilarious, how ridiculous are these flags on a presentation about how to identify and sort out false flags so you won't be so easily played again. And I just tell you, this is a perfect illustration of what they're trying to do. They want to take down everything they can take down about Sandy Hook or the Boston bombing or any of these other events. They're creating lots of strikes against YouTube channels that have no basis or justification. They're using an AI routine that's going back years and years and years to find something they can use as a strike. And I guarantee we're having to abandon YouTube because it's abusing its role here. It's under the control of the deep state. So too Facebook and Google, sad to say. It's all very, very tragic. But I want to encourage everyone here to educate themselves about these false flag attacks, and how, because once you understand how they're done, you're much less likely to be played again. And here you're going to learn a lot about Charlottesville and Las Vegas, for example, you didn't know before. You're also going to discover that we have an amicus curiae brief accepted by the appeals court that's going to lead to the vindication of Zucker. The whole thing's going to fall apart in Boston. Robert, I can't thank you enough.
All right, Dr. Fetzer, appreciate you coming on in short notice. Wanted to get your take on this latest operation. Top of the hour coming up. We'll open the phones, and we'll see you guys on the other side. 1-800-313-9443.
Together we will run. And I feed the fire, and it's burning me alive. And I feed the fire, and it's burning me alive. And I feed the fire, giving me the light to see.
Worry a lot. If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.